About 5 months after that original broadcast on Father's Day earlier this year, I thought it would be interesting to check in with Robert Howard and find out what's been going on in his life. Of course, Michael Putzel's book was released shortly after we conducted the interview. Robert, how's the big world been treating you?
Well, Kevin, you know, the big world has treated me good. I can't really complain. I've been blessed. My sons this fall, my oldest one got back into school at UConn, which is a blessing. And my other son, Robert, the middle one, he actually joined the Air National Guard, which I'm really proud of.
Oh, fabulous, yeah.
You know, but as far as me personally, traveled to D.C. Again, this time was for the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. And I got a chance to sit with some people that I knew, listen to some senators speak, recognize some of the soldiers from that war era, and it was just a nice ceremony.
Yeah.
And you know, something that's near and dear to my heart is that the Lions Club was nice enough to donate the book that I'm also in. Called the Price They Paid, the Lions Club of Norwich. They actually purchased books for every school in the Norwich district.
Fantastic.
Which was fantastic. And I, you know, when we met with them, I told them I would do all the footwork. And it was a long 2 days.
And they probably held you to it, right?
Yes, they did. They held me to it, and I just have to give a lot of credit to them for being gracious enough to do that for the community, because I think it's part of Norwich history. You know, my mother has always been instrumental in my life, and she continues to be a driving force in my life. And she was the one that actually did all the scheduling and everything else, considering that my life is so busy between my sons and my work. And I'm actually back in school myself.
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah.
So I had a lot of things going on, and my mother actually took the time to schedule all these visits, and we just made it a 2-day trip. The first leg was to all the schools that were K-8. And one of the schools I went to, I got a chance, the family resource worker, when I donated the book, he asked me what it was about, and I told him, it's about, soldiers that had served with my father, and their experiences in the war, their experiences coming home, and just that transition that wasn't an easy thing to do. But it talks about their struggles, their accomplishments, and I told them, I said, it also includes me as another generation, because a lot of people don't realize that war has an effect on the children just as much as it does the parent of, the soldier that, was killed in action. The children also have an effect, too. It also affects them dearly, because as a young man, I always look for that validation from my father. And, I was blessed to have a stepfather in my life that, hung in there with me through thick and thin, and, always there for me. But I still needed that validation from my father. And
it wasn't forthcoming, and you had to work through that.
Yeah, and I had to work through that, so I was at, I believe it was Huntington School, and I met the family chief resource worker there, and says, "Hey, Robert, I want you to meet this young man that's in the third grade." And I said, "Okay, fine." And I met him, and he had just recently lost his father about a month or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, I could see that look in his face, like the look I had. And we talked for a little bit, and I asked him, I said, "Do you want me to bring another book for you and sign it?" And he said yes, and I felt so good.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything I said to him would, helped him at the time, hopefully planted a seed, and maybe later on in life, that book will help him through some of his struggles.
Yeah.
You know, maybe reading, you know, the chapter about me may help him through some of his struggles. That's, you know, and that's all I can hope and pray for.
But there he was, a third grader, but he was reaching out. He didn't say, no, I'm not really interested. He said, yeah, I want the book. I want you to bring me a book. He was reaching out to you, and that's got to be rewarding.
Yes, it's so rewarding. It was probably, it was one of the best days of the whole trip. It was just being able to speak to him and let him know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be a struggle. You know, life is a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Your circumstances, you know, are a little bit different, but you know, you can make it through it. It's, you know, it's okay. You can, you'll get there.
So have you been speaking to the student bodies? Have you been doing any school assemblies, or is there any of that in the offing?
Actually, Monday on the 19th, was it the 19th or the 21st? It was, I believe it was the 21st, I believe. I actually ended up, the last two schools I did was North Tree Academy,
mm-hmm.
which is the school that my father went to.
Correct.
And St. Bernard High School, which is my alma mater. And St. Bernard High School actually had me speak in history class, which was really, I was nervous. I'm not usually nervous speaking.
No,
but I guess just being at my old school, I was like, okay, what do I say to these students?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, they're all looking at me.
It's
like,
always a little different. It's different when you go home, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, NSA was kind of touching.
Yeah.
You know, cause just walking through those halls, you know, in realizing that my father walked through some of these halls, it's like, you know, continuing to walk in his, in, you know, in his footsteps, and kind of just, you know, it felt good.
Yeah.
And for them, you know, to accept the book and, you know, have a press release there, and just everything that they did to show the, you know, the respect and admiration they had for my father, but also other veterans that have, you know, graduated from that, from North Tree Academy, was just, you know, just beautiful. My last stop was St. Bernard's, you know, like I was telling you. And, you know, speaking to the class, it felt good being able to just give back and present the books to them. And, you know, some of the students, they really seemed, I think the connection to, you know, actually seeing somebody that was in the book and then the book there, kind of just made it that much more special, because now they can actually put a face with the book.
Right.
Of somebody that's in the book. And it was just, my life has just been blessed, honestly. It's been blessed.
Thank God for that.
Tuesday, I got invited to Sales School to actually do a formal presentation, because they're putting on a Veterans Day presentation. Mm-hmm. So they actually want me to represent the book to them during that ceremony.
Oh, very nice.
So I have to go up there and do that, which was really, really nice for them to call me back and actually present it again. But Kevin, I can't complain. Life has been real good to me.
So, you know, and I heard you on another radio station a couple of weeks ago on 94.9. I guess that one. I caught part of it. I didn't realize the interview was going to be on in the morning, and I tuned in, and I guess I caught it halfway through. But you did a great job from everything I heard. And you were on with Rob Simmons, actually.
Yes, I was on with Rob Simmons. The funny part was when I got, after all these trips I made to the schools and everything, I get home and I get a message, an instant message from somebody that I knew his name, but I just couldn't remember him. He was like, "Is this the Robert that was just in the present, that was just in the newspaper?" And I was like, "Yes."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Well, we'd like you to come on 94.9 and do a talk show with Rob Simmons, who's also a veteran,
Yes, he is a veteran. Yep.
And I was like, sure. And I'm looking at the name, and I'm like, I get there, and I'm looking at him. I was like, Lee Elsie. He's like, yeah, we played football against each other.
Oh, my goodness. The guy that did the interview, right? The announcer.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, I was like, that's right. You were a year behind baseball player.
He was
a heck of a baseball player. That's all I see in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Lee Elsie.
Yeah.
But it was so good to see see somebody that, you know, I grew up with, and to be able to, you know, just talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been doing and some of the things that I've been through, and just how that was me then, here I am now. And just speaking with, you know, Rob Simmons is just phenomenal.
For those who don't know, who may be listening from other areas, Rob Simmons is our former Republican congressman from the 2nd District here, and I guess recently won the first selectman seat in the city of Stonington, so he's back in politics, but he's an amazing guy. You did get to speak to him a little bit, huh?
Yes, I did. He's definitely a character.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is an amazing guy, and he has so much respect and admiration for veterans and for those that, you know, paid that ultimate sacrifice. I actually ended up having to sign a book for him.
Awesome.
I had a book, and, you know, I brung it there, and he's like, well, I'm keeping this one. You got to sign it. I was like, it's a gift for you.
he's a character. I like that one.
Yes, he is.
We all want him to run for president, but I don't think that's going to happen. At least not this time around. Maybe next time. So now I'm just curious, for you personally, going within for a moment, you've done some public speaking, you've done a little more traveling. What's been happening to you inside over the last 5 months, and has the message changed at all?
No, it hasn't. It really hasn't changed at all. I mean, it's still the same. It hasn't changed. The only thing I think I'm a little bit more focused on, what I need to do for me. Like I said, I'm in school. I'm studying business management with more of a focus on leadership and just being able to. I've also joined a couple different groups, diversity and inclusion, just being able to mentor more people.
Good for you.
I think that's really something that I want to, you know, dive into eventually, is being able to mentor young adults and just, you know, maybe even, you know, some of the children that, you know, have, you know, lost, you know, parents in the war, because I think it's a different feeling for a child, because I can't really explain it. You know, like Sons and Daughters is such a was such a saving grace for me, because I was with people that understood what I was going through. We had the same common bond, and that's the bond that I share with those children today that, you know, have lost parents in, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. I share that bond with them, and if I can reach out to them and tell them, listen, you know, there is help out there for you, it's helped me tremendously, you know.
Very often. When we do
reach out to others, we end up reaching within. We end up helping ourselves as well. It seems to work out that way. Yeah.
Exactly. It's really opened my eyes to a lot. Just being able to, you know, touch one person here or there. It just makes me feel more grateful for, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, for the life that I've led and where I'm at now, and I was able to, you know, make it through, you know, through grace, God, and, you know, my family that, you know, stood behind me.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is great. I just wanted to check, and you sound wonderful. You sound like you're walking the walk and talking the talk, and you're taking care of yourself, which is important, because we can't help others if we don't, you know, allow ourselves to be enriched. And it sounds like when you go out and talk to these youngsters that it helps you, too. Do you have, you have something coming up Tuesday. Any other speaking engagements that we might want to tell people about, or?
None at the present moment. None at the present moment, but you never know.
They will come.
It could change overnight. Who knows?
Wonderful.
You know, it could change overnight. You never know.
Yeah.
But I'm always available for people. Whatever I need to do to help, I'm always willing to help. I've always been that way.
Give your contact information again.
Yeah.
If people want to get a hold of you.
Yep, I can be contacted. My cell phone number is 860-794-6714, or you can contact me by my email address. It's robert.hyatt Howard, which is H-O-W-A-R-D, the number 2@gmail.com. Again, that's robert.howard2@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Thanks for letting us check in with you. And just for the record, so that there's no misunderstanding and you can verify this for me, you and I never played football together, right?
No, we didn't.
Okay, yeah. Not yet.
I think you guys had the leather helmets when you played.
Wood. They were wooden.
They were wooden helmets with no face guard whatsoever. Had face guard when I played. I don't think we played football together. I think you're a little bit performed.
I'm out of your class, right?
Yes.
Robert, thank you. Thank you.
Before we end, I'd like to give a big thanks. To my mother. She's been real special in my life. She's done a lot for me, and she continues to help me. She continues to be a driving force in my life. And also the Lions Club for their generous donation of the book. That really meant a lot. Wow. That's really giving back to the community.
Well,
I appreciate that.
It's a personal blessing to know you, Robert, and we're so fortunate as a community and even as a state, to have someone like you who's out saying the important things that maybe others don't have the voice to say, and especially reaching out to the kids, man. Thank you very much for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Keep up the good work.
You too. You too. Keep it up yourself. Okay.